Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast, where we explore the exciting intersection of modern science, ancestral wisdom, and personalized health optimization. I'm your host, Jodi DeVal, naturopath, integrative medicine expert, and founder of Revital Health Clinic in Perth, Western Australia. Each episode, we'll dive deep into cutting-edge therapies, groundbreaking research, and practical strategies to help you live your best life, having plenty of fun along the way. Whether you're keen to supercharge your energy, balance your hormones, or discover the latest biohacking trends, you've come to the right place. If you love what you hear, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a moment with world-leading experts and game-changing insights. It's time to unlock your full health potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 non-profit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
Welcome back, everyone. And today's podcast is one that we've been asked to do many times. So low-tox living with Tania Edwards. And Tania is one of the practitioners here at Revital Health. And the beautiful Tania works with a lot of pregnancy, preconception, fertility. And so she sees a lot of need and potential for looking at, which I call it, exposomics, the sum of all of our toxic exposures. So we're here today to talk about not being perfect or getting or being overwhelmed by the idea that everything around us is toxic. We need to look at and making it about practical step-by-step actions to reduce your toxic load and creating a safer, cleaner environment for you, yourself, your friends, your family. So in this conversation, we talk about what is low tox, why it matters, and the resilience around it, what surprising stats we know, just to show you how exposed we actually all are, and most importantly, where to start in your own home without feeling like you need to overhaul everything overnight. So let's get into it. Low tox living, small swaps make big differences.
All right, everyone, we are back. And Pani, you're returning.
I'm back.
You're returning. Hello, everyone. On the podcast. We have the beautiful Pani with us, and we are talking about a very important topic today: low tox living or low toxin living. So yep. We in clinic talk about this a lot because it's key to reducing our toxic load, getting our body to be more resilient, where I always call it as a bucket half empty. You know, we don't try not to overflow our bucket. So we're going to talk about what it is, why it's important today, and then we're going to talk through some practical tips.
Yeah.
So let's start with, what is low tox living?
Well, I think it's one of those things that if you think about it, everyone's like, oh, is that like greenwashing, or is that just having plastic or whatever? And I think my aim for this podcast is trying to make it not so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's just finding parts within your house that you can slowly progress with once you have the knowledge to be able to have low chemicals, low plastics, low toxins just within your home. Mm. So you're in quite like a safe, clean environment, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So, yeah, so I guess talk us through like what are the statistics, or what are some of the things that we've got that we have to understand around what sort of situation we're all in terms of toxins right now?
Yeah, well, I think it's quite overwhelming. I think from birth, it's saying now that a baby's umbilical cord and the placenta have over 300 plastics and toxins in there. So if you think about that just as a whole, is like really scary and overwhelming. And then on average we eat a credit card of microplastics a day. So you sort of like think of that as well. It's actually quite scary.
And we know how it impacts our hormones so much, and obviously our cellular health and our mitochondria and anything associated with those toxins as well. And our body's ability to actually get rid of them slows down because of the fact that we're getting constantly loaded with it.
Yeah. And then you're adding inflammation to the body as well. The body has to process all of these added toxins. The liver has to have an extra burden because it's got to cleanse, move, push through everything out. And then if you add someone being like constipated or not moving their bowels well, then they just get reabsorbed again. So, you know, working on all of those things, absolutely. But if you actually eliminate where possible, then, it, you know, it's a nice little step forward.
Yeah. And I like to look at it like the, I see it as the exosome. So exosomics is sort of the study of what is in totality of our toxin load, or what is impacting our body from an environmental perspective. And we think about toxins from, like, as you said, you know, what's around our home, and it's a nice, easy way to look at it, what we eat, what we consume, and what we put on. But we also have, you know, obviously what we breathe in.
Yeah.
And then we also have the electromagnetic, like the dirty electricity, or dirty EMFs, and then we also have dirty light. So we also have, it's all the inputs, all, isn't it?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And I think that's where it can become really overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then everyone kind of goes like, where do I start? What do I do? And they want to do like everything. And I think it's finding that balance of learning that and being aware and having that like conscious control, but also knowing, like, you know, walking down the street, you're going to inhale car fumes. Yeah. It's just kind of like the world we live in as well.
I went through a stage where I think many people do, and I think like when you're learning about this constantly, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna die every day, I'm gonna walk out and everything's going to harm me. And you think it's just the worst thing ever, and you blow up. I was measuring electricity meters, I was had you know, my air filters on all the time. I usually always thinking, and it's stressful.
So stressful.
There's no point being like that, because we are constantly being exposed, but it's how we can control our own body's ability to clear it. And what we can control is within our own close environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's go through that. Let's maybe walk through, wherever you want to start, maybe some ideas around how people can action. And so you don't have to be so stressed and think everything's out to kill us.
And that's a great idea. And I think the one tip I give my clients where to start with, because I pretty much do this to all my clients, and in particular as well, I always speak about it with my fertility clients, because there's such a huge disruption on your hormones. And that's one that we obviously want to eliminate, and also improve that, like, mitochondrial ATP energy production for the eggs and the sperm, reducing the toxins, all of that. So it's a big conversation I have in clinic every time, but I feel I have tried to adapt and move to meet people where it's not like we're all going to die in a month's time type of vibe. So I normally say, once you've finished what we'll talk about now, that once you've finished your containers, or once they start breaking, or once your dishwashing liquids run out, that's the time to then buy new ones. Some people say, nah, and they just go all out. Yeah. I did that myself. Yeah. But
it's like, once you know, you're like,
once you know, you're like, do you know what? I don't care about the $5 I spent on the dishwashing liquid. So, and I normally say that once things have emptied, but I feel maybe we can just talk about the things around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can take like a tour of the house in per se, and like where moments of that you can change things around.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll normally typically start around like the kitchen. So the main ones is your nonstick pans.
Mm-hmm.
So they have proven Teflon has proven to be like neurotoxic, carcinogenic. It's also just high in a toxin load. As soon as one like scratch happens on your pan, the increase, I think it's like 100 times the increased amount of Teflon and metals that are exposed into your food every time. So you know, and who doesn't have a scratch pan? Oh, I did. Yeah. So like,
that's how you get all the scratchy bits off. You're like,
yeah. Or a fried egg. It's like,
yeah.
So I normally say that one, just start bin it from the straight. So normally any non-stick pans are pretty much got Teflon or some type of non-stick
coating.
Mm. There are some coming out now though that have got like ceramic non-toxic non-sticks. So there's a few brands that are coming out now that are a bit more competitive, that are meeting the market of where we need to, but reducing that toxic load.
Mm-hmm.
But then yeah, you've kind of got options of stainless steel, cast iron, ceramic, or these newer sort of ones of kind of the ceramic non-stick, non-toxic. I do find, I personally tried to buy them myself, and they're not that durable. After about a year, that coating will wear. Mm. So I sort of kind of go back to the original ones and start to try and using those more where I can.
Yeah.
The other main one I like to focus in on is plastic containers. Mm. I think they're cheaper, they're durable, they're easier to stack. You know, I feel every person in their kitchen has like a cupboard of just like
plastic
containers. I like to say to everyone, get rid of them. Again, now like IKEA, Kmart, Target, they're coming out with really nice multi-sizes of like containers. They freeze well too for meal preps if you want to. Mm-hmm. Or like the little bento boxes, the stainless steel bento boxes, or the silicone ones for like kids and stuff.
So yeah, really glass good. Or like those metal type ones.
Yeah, glass, stainless steel again, or silicone to an extent. On that as well, I guess if we're still in the kitchen, just like your cooking utensils.
Yeah.
Again.
No plastic.
Mm. You think about it, I feel everyone just has them, and they're the most around in shops and stuff.
Mm.
Whereas if you can go to like bamboo or silicone, again, just not, if you think about it, you're melting plastic.
I know. We had an old spatula and it was like all melted on the bottom. And yeah. I went through this process last year again because it was all like the old ones. And my husband's like, oh, just don't throw it out. You know, we'll use it. And I'm like, they're all gone. They're out.
They're all gone. I encourage everyone, if you're listening, when you're home or if you're at home, go into your kitchen now and look at any plastic utensils. I bet you they have some form of like melted bend. And if you've got pans, go look at your pans, and I bet you they've got cuts on them or like scratches on them. So just you know, if it's convincing your partner or whatever, or just go out and buy them, however you guys roll.
And I get my weights in when I do my cast iron pan.
Yes.
They're so heavy.
But
I'm like, let's go, get my weights in.
And this is one of the things everyone says, stainless steel is really hard. But again, it's just the way you have to heat it up. TikTok it, I've done it, and it's actually perfect, and it doesn't stick at all.
Yeah, and they're lighter.
They're lighter, because that's a big complaint. I guess why I haven't done it either. So they're like the main ones I say to start with, and then you sort of go over to more like your dish soap and washing liquid type stuff. Also, back on the plastics just quickly, is like your keep cups. Okay. Most people now are going towards more like your stainless steel ones. There's so many cool brands now like Pargo, Yeti, EcoStore, like all of those have like amazing ones. So most people have it, but drink bottles and keep cups, again, if they're plastic, same concept, especially with the hot ones. Like if you're putting hot water in them, they're like leaching toxic load, BPAs and plastics into your drink.
Yeah, we thought BPAs are bad, but then they came out with what, BPSs?
Something. Anything BP, no good.
Yeah, exactly. And then that one, they said that one was bad. So that's why we never know what's going to be coming around the corner that we find out that's not ideal for us.
Exactly. And I think if you can just stick with like your silicone, stainless steel, stuff like that you know, and it's universal everywhere.
Yeah.
It just works.
More natural product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, dishwashing liquids. I guess this kind of can, like, elaborate to everywhere. So, like, dishwashing liquid, washing powder, hand soap, all of your, like, cleaning materials. Again, just trying to make them more low-tox. And it's so lucky now as well. Like, Woolies, you can get so many there now. EcoStore, that's really cheap. Mm. Koala Eco, I love that one. That's the one I use.
I hope they're going to get some here in clinic.
Yeah, it's a great little, like, and I think they're fantastic, like, Christmas presents.
Because they smell really good.
They smell so good. And they work well. Or there's, like, Co and Enyo, and there's heaps of, like, cleaner ones out there these days. And people even just make their own. Like, I know for us, for our mops and stuff, it's literally just hot water, bicarb, and some vinegar, you know, and it does just as
That's some
well.
essential oils in just to make it smell good, and then you're off you go.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
It
So
doesn't have to be complicated at all.
it doesn't. And I just say that, like, when you run out of your dishwashing liquid next, when you go to the shops, just pick the EcoStore one if you ever shop just at Woolies or Coles. So it's just an easy transition, but it's just as effective. Because they all have your, like, perfume, your perfumes in it. Again, just more toxic, putting way more liver on the lo like load on the liver to have to work that down, break that down. A lot of them mimic hormones, especially for women. So all of that's just something that you don't have to have. So that's sort of like that space. I'd normally say that's a good place to start. And then if you go a bit deeper in, then
You can.
you can
Yeah,
go a bit further.
we're keeping it basic.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going
We're
to
doing
stop
surface
there.
things, yeah? We don't scare people that we said we weren't going
Exactly. So,
to.
like, just start there. And if people sort of want more, then we can, like, do another podcast or whatever and go, like, into other parts of the
Extend the
house
rope
and
up, please.
extended and things like that. But we're, you know, we're just trying to, like, start the steps
Yeah.
forward.
I think talking about washing liquid, though, as in clothes washing liquid.
Both.
Okay.
I think I just
Yeah.
tried to encompass it all. So
Yeah.
dishwashing and, like, clothes
Okay.
washing,
Yeah.
all of it in one. Any,
Yeah.
like, cleaning product, I
Yeah.
reckon.
Any cleaning
Any
product.
cleaning
Yeah.
product, your
You're
toilet,
switching. Yeah.
toilet cleaner,
Yeah.
your glass cleaner, swap out from Windex and go to, like, Qual Eco or Co or make your own. Again, you can do it when you're at the shops. It's not that hard or not that overwhelming.
I think, yeah, and another one that I find just to is a big no-no that I say is no plug-in scents. So, like the scents of the house, you plug in those like air fresheners.
Oh, sense. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so I always say that's an absolute no-no. I can't even do that. When I walk into a house and someone's got that, instant headache.
Same. Me too.
Oof.
I can see I have a client that I go to their house and it sprays
It's raining,
every few hours and I'm just like,
It's like when you hop into a lift and it sprays. We're in Bali and it's sprayed, and we're sitting there and like, we can't get out. I'm like, hold your mouth, kids, don't breathe. Then the doors open, we're like, so we take these things seriously.
Yes,
Now.
absolutely, absolutely. And that is a good one. I normally say for, like, people, obviously, it's so nice to have their house to smell nice. But again, a lot of those, like, candles and all of them have also those perfumes in it again. And they, like I just said before, they're just toxic and not nice for our bodies to have to deal with once we are breathing them in. Whereas, like, you know, homemade scent, like essential oils or those incense sticks, again, those are a bit hit and miss. You've got to try find some that
All
are,
good
like,
ones.
very clean made. Because again, they kind of their binders aren't great. Chris, our naturopath and herbalist, make them here.
And they're so easy to
They're
make
so
once you
easy to
know.
make. So there's always ways if you want your house to smell nice, you definitely can. But yeah, like all those sorts of, like, candles and plug-in scents, just no
Big
go.
no-no. All right, so where are we to next? What else do we need to discuss about, I guess within the home or personal products, maybe? Did you want to go touch on those now?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
reckon personal products I find is a lot harder
Yes.
just because, I don't know, I feel like I'm still on the hunt, to be honest, for some good, like, hair products and stuff. Because I think I've even spoken to my hairdresser and she's super open to using natural things as well. But she just says sometimes some of those chemicals will just bring out the dirt. And I feel, I'm sure a lot of people listening have already tried, and I have myself, and my hair always looks frizzier when I use natural products. Sometimes I just say, like, maybe ebb and flow between the two. There's definitely brands that are way worse than others. So if you, like, have a good hairdresser or something, I feel you can maybe ask them, like, what's a lower tox? And I think that's the thing to learn within this space. What's lower tox?
then
better option.
Better options yeah. that still might do the job or whatever. But hair, I haven't landed yet. Can't help as much there.
Yeah, but I haven't either.
Face, I feel you can. There's a lot out there now. Sunscreen?
Maybe yes.
We can touch on sunscreen.
Yes, that's probably a good one. We might get banned on Channel 9 or Channel 7, but they don't listen to us anyway. So
they don't care about us. We're not a big news story.
No, we will be. Someone will share it. How funny. Yeah, so I think, yeah, that like makeup and personal products that we like spread on our skin, just to cover that first, I think is you can find some really good ones. And
yeah.
you just go basic. Like, you don't really need complex. Like, Chris has just made us a beautiful cream with magnesium, like a heavy cream, a moisture cream. It's so basic that you can actually make these things at home. You just need the ingredients or mm-hmm. to know how, or actually find a good source of it, like in the clinic, or have a good source online or in a shop that you know. So, mm-hmm. again, it's just having the whereabouts to actually know where to go and get them from.
Yeah.
Perfumes obviously is a, you know, we've talked about that comes into the sort of scent realm mm-hmm. of the xenoestrogens and the chemicals associated with that. But yes, so sunscreen. So there are particular sunscreens. So what have you found?
I normally just try to teach people education of what to look for in their sunscreen.
Yeah.
So a lot of your standard sunscreens that you get, they have a few chemicals that essentially the main aim for sunscreen is it sits on the skin, right? And it stays there and blocks the sun. Whereas some of the standard sunscreens will actually, those chemicals will actually go in and absorb into the skin, which isn't required for sunscreen, if you think about yeah.
It's just more the aesthetics.
Yeah, if you're thinking of what you're doing. Yeah, yeah.
Zinc.
And as well, like, I think if you've tried, like, some sunscreens that don't have these sort of chemicals in them, they're way harder to get on the body, and that's why these chemicals are in those ones, because it's easy, they smell nice, like all of that sort of stuff. So again, it's just adding to this plate, like you said, or this bucket, like, you know, you add on a toxic sunscreen on top of everything else we've spoken about, it just fills your bucket up a lot. So it's just ways to bring it down. So I normally just say to clients, if you're looking for sunscreen, just look on like the back, and your active ingredient is to be zinc oxide.
Mm.
If you can't see that in there, then you're working on the other chemicals, and they're more those ones that I just spoke about that will go and absorb into your skin. Mm. So that's the main ones, and they work the same level in regards to SPF and protection, everything like that. And if you look at zincs as well, like a lot of zincs, like face zincs, that's just pure zinc oxide.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, that's the strongest, you know, that's why you put zinc on your face sort of thing. So it's the same concept for your sunscreen. So there's maybe a debate that they're stronger anyway, because that's your main active ingredient in your sunscreens.
Mm.
I normally say for people, just buy and try a couple. I think there's some brands that definitely like move on easier, especially after like they're a bit warm, then they work pretty well.
Yeah. And generally you need it when it's warm.
Exactly.
So, which is good. Right.
Yes.
Especially the Australian heat. So the summer here. It's like they've melted before you even put them on.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
So I normally say that. And then just some face ones, like, yeah, I think being able to find clean BB creams and like foundations and stuff these days is actually really easy. Even like the big stores, like more Mecca, I feel, than Sephora. Mecca will have some cleaner, lower tox options.
Yeah. That's, again, I think it's really important to look at the ways or how many we're building up. And, you know, you hear it everywhere in the media, social media, articles, you know, like this one thing causes cancer. Well, no, we can never think in singularities like that
for
anything. So I just, every time I'm talking to anyone who recognizes that this is a problem, that we all think that this one thing is going to kill us, but
yes,
it's not.
Yeah, and that's the thing with this. Don't think that this is going to be like the end of the world. It's just, again, lowering that bucket, because it's just going to, you know, we can have control within this space at the same time of areas that we can't.
Yeah.
And I say as well to clients, like, and myself, you know, I'll wear low tox foundation or BB cream most days, and for like nighttime dinners. But then if I'm going to like a wedding or like a big event,
I'll use the other products because they last longer and they look, and you know, they look fuller. So I just think it's just having the informed knowledge so you can provide your own control in it.
Yep.
So you can choose, yeah, I know this isn't so great for me, but it's, I'm a bridesmaid to my best friend's wedding. Like I'm going to get my hair and makeup done.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like ebb and flowing with that of being like, I know what I'm doing and it's, I'm okay with it,
yeah,
is the way I think a lot of this stuff is. The main reason for this podcast is to be like, just give the information so you have the knowledge.
Mm.
You're not getting kind of pushed in ways from social media or whatever. It's just like some knowledge that you can learn to be able to move on.
Yeah. And it comes back to lessening the stress at, like we talked about right at the start. And I think as if you're too stressed about it, then that's going to make you more sick than the toxins that you're putting on top.
Literally. You'd be way more stressed. The information will go through the roof.
Yeah, and then they're going to come in better anyway. You're going to have leaky gut. You know, it's only going up the roof. And then you're just going to be like,
you're always going to freak out.
So, yeah, so I guess it's the 80-20 rule with everything, isn't it? It's
absolutely.
Like, you know, if once in a while that you need to wear perfume, wear the worst stuff, or smell a room freshener and not have to hold your breath in the elevator, you will be okay.
Yes. You will be okay. It is okay. And again, if you think about of a bucket, like you can, you know, if you change all of your cleaning products, change from plastic to glass or silicone, and change your pans and wear like low tops in the day, you've probably shoved like, you know, 10 holes in your bucket that is now leaking out.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to sacrifice your hair or whatever,
yeah,
that's only one hole you haven't punched. So
yeah,
you can look at it in like that as well, you know. Any any one hole to a bucket's going to be helpful.
Yeah, it's never going to overfill if you're always constantly thinking and working on your health, moving, you know, detoxing in saunas, or sweating in saunas, sweating in exercise, drinking lots of good quality water. You know, there's also the ways of balancing it on the other side. Yeah.
Yes, and water's a whole, again, it's a whole other thing.
Whole other podcast.
We won't talk about that.
No,
we're trying to focus. Just low tox living in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Vania.
Thanks, guys.
Any lasting thoughts? Any lasting things to say?
No, I think that was it, of just like having the knowledge, having that informed consent to yourself, and you can choose where to pick and choose from that.
Yeah. Sweet.
And all don't get overwhelmed.
Love it.
It's okay.
Well done.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoy this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and it is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.